This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ahead of the North London Derby, Captain Hunmin Son has come out and said, "We're feeling great. We're looking forward to it. This is the biggest game of the season." Ange Postecoglou has said, "We understand the importance of this game, and Ben Davies will start at left back. The under-21s are now champions of Premier League 2. And various reports are stating that Spurs want Crystal Palace star Eze and have been told, if you want him, pay £60 million. Welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit the subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit the follow button and leave a review if you can. So let's start by talking about the 10 Premier League fixtures that will take place this weekend. 7 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday. Now, Saturday's fixtures are as follows. West Ham will take on Liverpool in the early kickoff. Fulham will host Crystal Palace. Manchester United take on Burnley. Newcastle take on Sheffield United. Wolves take on Luton at Molineux. Everton take on Brentford. And Aston Villa face Chelsea in the late kickoff, 8 p.m. The three games on Sunday are as follows. Bournemouth will take on Brighton. Then it is the big one, the North London Derby. Spurs take on Arsenal, and then Nottingham Forest take on the champions, Manchester City. Now, going into the weekend, Spurs are 6 points away from the top four. We have two games in hand over Aston Villa. Of course, Aston Villa do play before Spurs, so if Villa beat Chelsea on Saturday evening, they will move 9 points clear of Spurs. But of course, we will have three games in hand. We have currently got 60 points from 32 games. Now, ahead of the North London Derby, Tottenham Hotspur boss Ange Postecoglou has confirmed that Pedro Porro and Richarlison have both trained this week and are in contention to face Arsenal on Sunday. He said in his press conference, "Pedro and Richie train this week, so they are both available." Other team news ahead of the North London Derby, Destiny Udogie has been ruled out for the remainder of the season. He has joined Manor Solomon, Fraser Forster and Ryan Sessegnon on the list of our long-term absentees. And in Ange Postecoglou's embargoed press conference, he actually confirmed that Ben Davies will start the game against Arsenal at left-back. On Friday evening, the Tottenham Hotspur under-21s won the Premier League 2 title, winning 2-0 at Fulham. Our under-21s made sure of a first-place finish in the league phase of the season with a well-earned win at Fulham on Friday evening. Goals either side of the break from Will Lankshear, which also made him the league's outright top scorer with 18 for the season, got the job done as we secured top spot with a game to spare, a terrific achievement for Wayne Bennett's young squad. After the game, boss Wayne Bennett said, "We've still got work to do. I thought our performance was very good tonight. I'm really pleased and it's nice to finish top. We haven't won anything yet, though. We've still got games to play and we've still got work to do." We're going to the knockout phase now and hopefully we can continue our form and get some more results. I thought we played very well tonight, created a number of chances and we're probably a little bit disappointed that we didn't get one or two more goals. We played against a very good Fulham side who had a few chances as well, but overall I felt we were very good. Wayne Bennett, speaking about Will Lankshear, said he's done very, very well. It's a brilliant personal accolade and I'm really pleased for him. He'd probably be disappointed that he didn't score one or two more goals tonight. He loves scoring goals. He has an obsession for scoring goals and he gets very disappointed when he doesn't score. That's a trait that can be a useful one sometimes, so I'm really pleased for him on a personal level. The Spurs under-21s have one league game left. And that will take place on Monday the 29th of April away at Crystal Palace at the VBS Community Stadium at 7 p.m. kickoff. The Spurs under-18s will be in action on Saturday afternoon as we will be hosting West Bromwich Albion at Hotspur Way in the under-18 Premier League 12 noon kickoff. After that we have two games left, Arsenal at home and West Ham United away. The Tottenham Hotspur women will be in action on Sunday afternoon as we host Brighton Hove Albion at Brisbane Road at 2 p.m. kickoff in the Women's Super League. After that, there will be three Women's Super League games left of the season. Everton away, Chelsea at home and West Ham United at home. And of course, Spurs have the FA Cup final that will take place at Wembley Stadium on the 12th of May. Now, ahead of the North London derby, Ange Postecoglou was asked in his pre-match press conference if he understands some fans wanting to deny Arsenal winning the league, first and foremost. And his reply was, yeah, it's fair enough. And again, I'm not going to dictate to the fans what they should feel and how they should feel. We understand the importance of this game and we understand the importance, particularly at home in these kind of games against our biggest rivals and in the biggest derby, for us not letting our opponent get on top of us. So we understand the consequences of that, but ultimately it is still about us measuring ourselves against the teams we want to be challenging on a more consistent basis. It's a great opportunity to do that on Sunday.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Spurs captain Heung-min Son has come out and said that we are looking forward to the London derby and we are feeling great. He said we had a massive week to prepare for this big game. We're feeling great. It's a game everyone is looking forward to. It is a derby and we know what it means to the team, the club and for the fans. We have prepared well for this game so we can impose our style. I always have confidence in my ability going into all matches and approach it with the same mindset, so I wouldn't say I'm more motivated because it's Arsenal, as I see every game as a big one. Every game is a chance for me to impress. It's not important who scores the goals or that I've scored 6 goals previously. I just need to be ready to fight in what is probably the biggest game of the season so far. Sonny then spoke about the defeat a couple of weeks ago at St James's Park against Newcastle. He said, we have to be ready to bounce back. It was an unacceptable result and performance from myself included. As a group, we were talking about the game and performance and everyone knows we now have to step it up. A report has just been published by Team Talk and lots of other outlets have covered this story as well. Team Talk are stating that Spurs and Manchester United are now battling to sign former Arsenal man with huge price tag confirmed. Tottenham want to sign a new attacking midfielder and Ange Postecoglou has put Crystal Palace star Eze at the top of his shortlist. The report states that Manchester United are also interested in the 25-year-old who has played a vital role in guiding the Eagles away from the relegation zone in the last couple of weeks. Postecoglou wants to bring in someone who can provide competition for James Maddison and his England teammate Eze could be the perfect man for the job. The former Arsenal Academy star has made 24 Premier League appearances this season, scoring 8 goals and providing 3 assists in the process. Oliver Glasner sees Eze as a crucial part of his team and wants to keep him at Selhurst Park, but is aware that a number of top clubs are chasing his signature. Tottenham and Manchester United are believed to be at the front of the queue. The Eagles certainly won't allow Eze to leave on the cheap, however, given he's under contract until 2027. Crystal Palace also face a battle to keep hold of Elise, another target for Manchester United, as well as Arsenal. So Glazer has a vital summer window ahead. And according to a report from BBC Sport, Crystal Palace have slapped a £60 million price tag on Eze, with Tottenham and Manchester United now informed of their price demands. Team Talk have also stated that Eze only signed a contract extension last year, and given the Eagles are safe from relegation, they are under zero pressure to sell any of their key players. They also face no concerns regarding the Premier League's profit and sustainability rules, which cannot be said for other clubs in the bottom half of the table. With that in mind, it will be interesting to see if Spurs or Manchester United are willing to pay £60 million to secure his services this summer. And Football Transfers have also reported on this story, and they are stating and claiming that Manchester City also have registered an interest in signing the Palace number 10, with Pep Guardiola believed to be a big admirer of his. Now, my thoughts on everything in this episode. Let's start by talking about the Spurs under-21s, a fantastic win on Friday evening. And that is all the under-21s have been doing all season. They have been winning game after game after game, giving absolutely everything. Coach Wayne Bennett has done a fantastic job there, all of the coaching staff. And when you think a year ago, the under-21s were actually meant to be relegated from Premier League 2, but the leagues were then reformatted. And what a turnaround this season. You know, some of the players have been on fire all year round. You know, Jamie Donnelly has been in superb form. Will Lancashire has scored, you know, goals every single week. Santiago has been in great form as well. Sunset Bell. Of course, we always talk about the goal scorers, but, you know, every single player has really performed at a superb level. And, you know, I am actually really surprised on how well the under-21s have done, that Ange Postecoglou hasn't integrated a lot more of the under-21s into the starting 11, or even, you know, from the bench and given minutes this season. Hopefully we will see a number or a bigger number, certainly a bigger number of the development players getting an opportunity under Postecoglou next season. Ange Postecoglou has said, "We understand the importance of the game against Arsenal. Of course, we all know the importance. It doesn't matter where the teams are in the league. Of course, this is a game we always want to win as Tottenham Hotspur fans. And most importantly, we want to see that grit, determination, and we want to see the passion from every single player. We want to see those tackles flying in. We want to see the passion from every single player in a game like this, particularly at home. When you think a couple of years ago, the atmosphere at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium under Antonio Conte, when we absolutely thrashed Arsenal, that is exactly what we want again. So if we, you know, if you are going to the game at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on Sunday afternoon, please do sing your heart out, get behind the team, because they really do need us in games like this, certainly. And of course, we don't want them not down the road lifting that Premier League title at the end of the season. Of course, Ange has confirmed that Ben Davies will start this game. I don't really think that he had any other choice. Ben Davies is a recognised left back, and you know, he's a decent player. He's done a decent job over the years that he's been at Spurs. I know a lot of people spoke about, and even, you know, I spoke about it myself, Dragusin or Van de Ven possibly playing in that position. I think it probably would have been a little bit too much to play in that position. I know a lot of people spoke about Emerson Royale because he's played there as well. But I think that Ben Davies is probably the best fit and the best player to play in this position for this game. Heung-min Son has also spoken out about this game, saying that we feel great and we're looking forward to it. It is the biggest game of the season. I know Heung-min Son certainly gets these games, the North London Derby. He knows what it means to everyone, the club, the team, the fans, etc. But what does worry me is about set pieces. I hope that we, in the last couple of weeks, have been heavily working on the set pieces, because, you know, the games against Fulham and Newcastle in particular, I know I keep picking those two games out, but, you know, they were big defeats. They were, you know, they were hard games to take for us fans, you know, particularly the way that we played and particularly the way that we were so well beaten. It is worrying. So hopefully we will be a lot better and a lot sharper on set pieces, particularly, you know, when I give this stat that Arsenal have scored more goals from corners than any other team in the Premier League this year. So we have to be very, very aware. Various reports are stating that Spurs want Eze. You know, even when he was at QPR, Spurs were heavily linked with Eze. It looked like we were going to sign him, and then we didn't. Of course, he went to Crystal Palace. He's done absolutely brilliantly there. And would I like to see Eze in a Spurs shirt? Absolutely. I think he is an absolute class player. Can play in a number of different positions, can score goals, can assist as well. And I think there is so much more growth from someone like Eze as well. And I think that Ange Postecoglou will certainly get that from Eze. If Eze was playing for Tottenham Hotspur next year, I'd have a big smile on my face. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you listen to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.